You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. A new report released by the J.A. and Catherine Albertson Family Foundation, which is titled Idaho at Risk, lays out the reality of our state's education system and its economic future. The report found that even though public education gets almost $2.5 billion of taxpayer money every year, and teacher salaries have been raised, and task forces have been commissioned, there is still no measurable improvement when it comes to Idaho's education system. Joining me live in studio to talk more about the findings is Dr. David Cahill. He is the lead author of the report, as well as an economist with the economics and public policy firm Echo Northwest. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So I want to talk first about the data that you use to base the report on, if we can talk just a little bit about that.
Sure. So the report presents some education data, mm-hmm. But also some economic data. And so for the education data, we look at various metrics from pre-K to kindergarten readiness through the educational system and then post-secondary education. So, for example, we use NAEP scores. I think a lot of folks recognize NAEP mm-hmm. scores as a measure for performance, and that's one that we use. And then for the economic data, we look at a lot of wage data. So looking at how individuals perform relative to their educational attainment.
And in the report, you did look at high school graduation rates, which I believe in the report you said since 2015 they've been declining here in our state.
So they've been declining in terms of national rank.
Okay.
So Idaho has fallen behind other states with respect to high school graduation.
Because we were 39th in 2015, 43rd just recently, correct?
That's right. That's correct.
So we continue to drop. And then you also looked at how many kids go on to some type of post-secondary education.
Exactly. Yes, the go-on rate.
And so when we look at those, and we are not doing well in either of those, how does that then play into our economic future in Idaho?
A great question, and that's really the theme of our report, the Idaho at Risk report. Mm-hmm. The whole point of our whole argument in the report is that Idaho is performing below where we could be in our terms of educational attainment, and that has very important implications economically. So it's that interaction between education and economics that is the real problem and the real reason why Idaho is at risk.
Because when we look at that, if someone does not get if you don't graduate high school, you have a certain level that you can get to from a career standpoint. That's just the way it is.
Unfortunately, yes. And what makes it such an issue now in Idaho is that gap between a high school graduate and what a high school graduate can achieve mm-hmm. And what a college graduate can achieve has widened dramatically over time. I don't think it would be a surprise to anyone listening that we're progressing towards a knowledge-based economy. But maybe what is a surprise is just what that means. So there's something called the achievement gap, the mm-hmm. gap between the wage gap between what a college graduate would earn typically and what a high school graduate would earn. And since the 1970s and 1980s, that has grown dramatically. And it used to be about a 50% difference in terms of average wages, and it's now about 100%. So you're seeing a college graduates typically making twice as much as a high school graduate. And that has huge implications for a career, a lifetime mm-hmm. of earnings.
So when we then look at the fact that, we have this 60% goal of getting people to go on to some type of post-secondary education here in Idaho, and yet we are not close to reaching that goal, then when you talk about that wage gap, there will be, you're talking about at least 50% of our population then that will be below that, and potentially 50% being above it if they don't leave the state to find a different opportunity.
Again, great point. One thing I do want to emphasize is what really matters is skills. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily a degree, a piece of paper. It's really skills that matter. And so when we talk about go-on rates, it's important to remember that what you really want is skills and building skills, not necessarily a degree. What you did also point out something that we highlight in our report, which is What are the implications for Idaho's employers mm-hmm. and Idaho's employees? And basically, what we see in the economy is the intersection between supply and demand. I'm an economist, so we talk about supply and demand and the intersection. But what we don't – it's almost what we don't see that is really important. And what we don't see in the data are employers who don't locate in Idaho because they can't find the workers that they want, or that they leave Idaho because mm-hmm. they can't find the workers they want. And on the other side, sometimes – or oftentimes we don't know if people have left – employees, students, recent graduates have left the state of Idaho because they can't find the opportunities they want here in Idaho. To what extent do we lose, you know, brain drain? Do we lose, mm-hmm. you know, very qualified people because they can't find their opportunities here in Idaho? And that's the real downside to having, you know, a subpar educational system.
I'm speaking with Dr. David Cahill. He is the lead author of the report called Idaho at Risk. He's also an economist with the economics and public policy firm Echo Northwest. So what was interesting as well within the report, which, by the way, was given to all legislators in the state of Idaho
that's
yesterday. In the report, you talk about that, yes, we've had task force recommendations, we've had priority statements, but what you need is a clear strategy. And in the report, you lay out six considerations that align with research-based best practices. So talk to me a little bit about that, because if we're going to move the needle, you do need best practices. You need a strategy that works.
Absolutely, absolutely. One thing I'll mention is my first name is Kevin.
Did I just call you David?
That's
oh
okay.
Oh, my gosh. You know why?
No, it's,
you know
it's
why,
perfectly
Kevin?
Fine.
It's because my next guest is named David.
Okay.
I called you Kevin in the intro. this happened. You have to love live radio. That is my fault. I wrote this. All right.
Okay.
So Kevin.
Yeah. So
talk to me about this. About
sure.
the six considerations.
Yeah. So in the report, we put forth six recommendations. We call them considerations in the report, ways to move forward. But even before we get to the considerations, one objective of our report is just to acknowledge our I would say it's a problem, you know, an issue in Idaho mm-hmm. with respect to our educational system. You know, is our educational system not performing the way that it should? Is there a problem with our go-on rate? We're 45% on average across the country at 70%. Is that a problem? You know, much to my surprise, I'm an economist. I look at the data. I think it's a pretty clear story. I don't think there's any issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Idaho does not perform well, you know, as an educational system. So in order to, when we talk about these considerations that we present in the report, I think you first have to come to an agreement that there's a problem, right? Before solving a problem, we have to acknowledge that there is one.
Okay, so that's a good point, though, because that is probably some of the argument that goes on between people like with the J.A. and Catherine Albertson Foundation, let's say, who did this report, and lawmakers. There are some lawmakers who do not believe that there's anything to fix in our education system.
Spot on. That's a real challenge, and it's one of the objectives of our report. So we outline statistics. We try to be as comprehensive as we can in the report, and we paint a picture that is, you know, it's uncomfortable. I've been mm-hmm. in Idaho for 10 years. It's uncomfortable when someone points out that you're not performing the way that you should, you know, just in general, and in this case with respect to our educational system. But it's the reality. It's what it is. But absolutely, there's some folks who just pull bits and pieces of information and try to present a different picture. And for example, I just saw a statistic that ranks Idaho as third in the country with respect to eighth grade reading. And I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, it doesn't pass the smell test. I understand what that statistic is, mm-hmm. but for sure, it doesn't mean that Idaho's eighth grade level reading is stellar and outstanding across the country.
And then we look at things like a lack of funding for pre-K. And there is research that backs the fact that if you can make a child ready for kindergarten, then your education goes up. Your reading levels go up. How does all of that play into this economic issue that we talk about?
It's fundamental. It's absolutely critical. And it's common sense, too, right? That mm-hmm. you know, if we're looking at educational outcomes as they progress throughout the system, you would want to start at the beginning. Pre-K, you know, is the beginning, right? It makes sense. One of our considerations is to look at data-driven strategies. And I think this is a great example of that, right? There are child integrated databases that exist in other states. Idaho is not one of them, to my knowledge. Mm-hmm. And those databases, you can track with administrative data how children who are receiving funding in pre-K, how do they perform in third grade? Is there a connection there? And actually, with the best integrated databases, you can follow them through even through college. So you can actually see, you know, what is the impact mm-hmm. of pre-K all the way through the educational system.
So bottom line, this report comes out called Idaho at Risk. As we talked about, there are some bad news when it comes to the education system in Idaho from what this report was gathered. What is the takeaway? What do we do with this report instead of, you know, once again, feel bad about the fact that our education system could be better?
So I think there's two things we want to take away from Idaho at Risk. Two things that I would like policymakers to take away from Idaho at Risk. One is to acknowledge our reality, right? That Idaho's educational system is not performing the way that it should. And it sounds, I think, for many folks that will sound very intuitive, and mm-hmm. but for others, it's not. This advocating for Idaho already having a stellar educational system is very problematic. So, objective one of the report: can we, as a society in Idaho, and as Idahoans, recognize that our educational system could be improved and that it's subpar?
Mm-hmm.
The second one is, how can we fix it? You know, assuming we can agree that there's a problem. And I think the general theme there is we really need to improve accountability within the educational system. So as of now, and this is somewhat debatable, mm-hmm. but as of now, no one is truly held accountable for the performance of Idaho's students. I mean, students are working as hard as they can. Families are working hard. You know, who is accountable within the system when things don't go well? And so the second objective is the Albertson Family Foundation is proposing to create an index for Idaho's educational system. And that index would be something that's measured over time. And we can see how Idaho changes. Are we moving in the right direction? Are we stagnant? Are we falling even further behind? And that would be hopefully used as an instrument to improve accountability within the system.
I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this. My guest today, Dr. Kevin Cahill. He's the lead author of the report, Idaho at Risk. Thanks so much. I appreciate the conversation.
Thanks, Gemma.